UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson ends most COVID-19 mandates. I never thought that I would say that in my lifetime, but at least I can say it today. Thank you, Boris. The UK Prime Minister announced that the United Kingdom will let up on almost all COVID-19 mandates. This is a blessing if you think about it logically. Let me explain. When I was a kid in grade school, I remember when a kid got chicken pox, all the parents would rush their kids to the school to catch the infection. I was a kid, but I understood that if I got it, it would be mild due to my age, and if I was not to get it, I could have a terrible time when I was older if I got it. Sure, it was scary, but like all my brothers and friends all got it and all survived without scaring. Why did our parents do this to us? Well, it's called natural immunity to chicken pox. This was before you could get immunized for it. Some think and argue that we as a so-called civilized nation are too clean. That's right, the water that you drink from the tap or bottle has been filtered and treated, which kills most if not all of the little bitty bugs that help us build immunity to viruses. One example of this is the outbreak of polio in 1894 in Vermont, USA. Although indoor plumbing became a normalcy in 1899, only the rich could afford to put it in their homes before that time. You could flush and watch it go away and drink from, well, you didn't really know where the water came from. In this example, though, the community was drinking parts per million of their own waste. Polio virus thrives in fecal matter. Soon most of the community had ingested the virus and most came out of it, but there were several with compromised immune systems that tragically went paralyzed or even died. I'm paraphrasing a lot here, folks, not tiring to write an essay on polio. It is and was a terrible disease, which infected rich and poor, black and white. Even Franklin D. Roosevelt suffered most of his life with the effects of the polio virus, making it hard for him to use his legs. Are we to clean? We get immunizations right from the get-go, then as we get older we get more, and more. Almost all shots will be given by the time we are 18. Plus all the clean water and more efficient plumbing advances, we are clean by most standards. Not many of us can think about going more than a day without a shower or bath, which is great, but what about all those little bitty bugs that we should get in small doses to help create and build stronger immune systems? That's what the shots are for, but just like us, viruses evolve into something not quite exactly the same as before. Changing its genetic makeup is a response to survive. Hence why you need a flu shot every year. The flu strain mutates every 9 months to a year. COVID in the future. With Omicron on the apex, we ask, where is the new variant? Or is this the end game of COVID? We don't know, of course, but with Omicron we have a better chance to run through the virus faster and better than any vaccine. Remember, the polio virus vaccine took over 20 years to be developed. I'm not saying you shouldn't get vaccinated, but I am saying is that there could be light at the end of the tunnel. Talk to your doctor and choose what is best for you. This brings me back to the thanking of Boris. It is brave to lift all restrictions on a populace, but I think it is the right call. Let the virus go through the people in hopes this less deadly version could build up the population's immune system, because quite frankly we won't know what is coming next. It is a short one today, folks. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Captain Cook.